Number 116, in the matter of application of Paul L. Gall, et al., appellant. Mr. Dorson.
Before proceeding to the argument, Mr. Chief Justice and members of the court, I would like to move the admission of the Assistant Attorney General of Arizona, Pro Hic Vice, Frank A. Park.
Park may be admitted for that purpose.
Application of Gault number 116. This case raises important constitutional questions concerning the extent to which requirements of procedural fairness guaranteed by the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment are applicable to juvenile proceedings. Appellants, the parents of Gerald Francis Gault, claim in particular that the Arizona Juvenile Code, on its face and as applied in this case, is invalid in failing to provide the following basic protections: the right to effective assistance of counsel, the right to adequate notice of the charges of delinquency, including time to prepare, the right to confront and cross-examine the complainant, the privilege against self-incrimination, and the right to a transcript and meaningful judicial review. These issues, which were duly raised and passed on below, will be taken up severally in due course. In this case, Gerald Gault, at age 15, was committed for the period of his minority, that is, for up to 6 years, to the State Industrial School in Arizona. After a juvenile delinquency proceeding consisting of two hearings in the Superior Court of Gila County, Arizona. This appeal is from a decision of the Supreme Court of Arizona in a collateral action. That court affirmed a decision of the Maricopa County Superior Court, which, after a hearing, dismissed the petition for habeas corpus filed on Gerald's behalf by his parents, Paul and Marjorie Gault. Gerald is still in confinement and has been for 2.5 years. The facts are relatively simple, and yet it is not possible to be confident about exactly what happened at the original proceedings. The reason is that although there were two hearings leading to the determination of Gerald's delinquency and his commitment, a transcript was not made of either one. The facts, accordingly, are based on the habeas corpus proceeding in the Maricopa County Superior Court. At that hearing, it appeared without dispute that on the morning of June 8, 1964, Gerald Gault and a friend, Ronald Lewis, were taken into custody by the Sheriff's Office of Gila County as the result of a complaint by one Mrs. Cook, a neighbor of the boys, about an allegedly lewd telephone call. Gerald, at this time, was on 6 months probation following an incident in February 1964. At that time, he was with another boy who was alleged to have taken a wallet. The other boy was confined, and Gerald was put on probation. After Mrs. Cook's complaint, the boys were taken to the local probation office pursuant to the Arizona Code. The probation officers, Flagg and Henderson, who have the authority of peace officers in Arizona, decided to detain the boys for delinquency hearing. And Flagg interrogated Gerald at some length during the evening of June 8th and the morning of June 9th. No notice of the detention or charges was left at the Gault home. Mrs. Gault, who returned from work at 6 p.m. on that day, June 8th, was informed by her older son, through neighbors, that Gerald was detained, and she then went to the detention home. There she was told by probation officer Flagg, quote, of the general nature of the charges, unquote, and that a hearing would be held the following day, June 9th. No written notice of this hearing or of the charges was given to Mrs. Gault at any time. On June 9, a petition charging Gerald with being a delinquent minor was filed by probation officer Flagg with the juvenile court. This is on page 80 of the record, the petition. This petition was filed pursuant to the Arizona Juvenile Code. In the Arizona Juvenile Code, a delinquent child is defined in section 8-2016 in the appellant's brief on page 3A. Mrs. Gault did not receive notice of the petition and did not see it until August 17, when the habeas corpus hearing was held in Maricopa County. A juvenile referral report, an internal juvenile court document prepared by the probation office for the court, charged Gerald with making lewd phone calls. This was prepared when Gerald was taken into custody on June 8, was completed after the hearings, and filed with the juvenile court on June 15. It, too, was not brought to appellant's notice until the habeas corpus hearing.